Computer Worms didn't stop many of you from dropping us an email or a comment on our website. Every Tuesday, we read from some of those messages. 2 weeks ago, we talked about domestic violence. Conventional wisdom holds that abusers never change. One of our guests, a psychologist who works at a domestic violence center, explained that some abusers never change, but some do. Deborah Devine, a therapist in Chico, California, emailed to disagree. The unfortunate truth is that we do not have reliable data that these men change. Even well-meaning therapy professionals can inadvertently put victims at further risk. Most women will not leave abusers if they feel he will actually change. You can go online these days to rave about your favorite restaurants, complain about a lousy plumber, and you can post reviews of your doctors, too. Now, some doctors insist that their patients sign a legal document waiving their right to post any unauthorized review. Give them a break, complained Paula, a listener in Tucson. If one patient doesn't like the doctor, that person has every right to go somewhere else. Maybe the patient was a jerk and the doctor was doing his or her best. In Winston-Salem, Steve Feldman, Dr. Steve Feldman, came down on the other side. Having patients sign a document saying they are not to do online ratings is an extreme solution to the problem of misrepresentative online doctor ratings. Doctors should be encouraging their patients to get online and do ratings so the public can see what a great job doctors are actually doing. We also asked you to tell us the one thing you would never sell, even in tough times: engagement rings, guitars, and as Dan Doty emailed from Georgia, his great-grandfather's desk. He was a reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and covered the state legislature. He bought a legislator's desk when the state capitol was remodeled at the beginning of the last century. It ties me to him, history, and the newspaper industry, which, he added, laid me off last year. But necessity can force some painful decisions. Mary Alice Mustacy emailed from Arizona. In 1989, when my husband lost his job, we sold everything: our SUV, my husband's electric guitar, my skinny clothes, and our wedding gifts. I would joke that the only thing that wasn't for sale was our 7-year-old son. Everything else was negotiable. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Susanna George, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. And our intern is Audrey Meshulam. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Kim Jones, Dennis Nielsen, and Leo Delagula, who helped us out this week at NPR West with Spinal Tap. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Richard L. Harris is NPR's director of afternoon programming. Tomorrow, how do you know what to eat? Keeping up with constantly changing nutrition news can be a full-time job. We'll decode the latest. Plus, if you've got one good joke for us, tell it to us on April 1st. Email us now, talk@npr.org. Join us tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.